They ask you about menstruation. Tell them, this is a discomfort. Therefore, keep away from women. Do not have sexual intercourse during their menstrual periods. Do not approach them until they are clean again. When they have cleansed themselves, then you may approach them in a manner Allah has enjoined for you. Surely, Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance and keep themselves clean. Your wives are your tilth, so go to your tilth when you like. Take care of your future and refrain from the displeasure of Allah. Bear in mind that you shall meet Him in the hereafter and give good news to the believers. Do not use Allah's names in your oaths as an excuse to prevent you from dealing justly, guarding against evil, and making peace between people. Allah hears and knows everything. Allah will not hold you accountable for what is inadvertent in your oaths, but He will hold you accountable for what you intended in your hearts. Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Those who renounce conjugal relationships with their wives on oath have a limitation of 4 months. If they reconcile and restore their relationship, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. But if they decide to divorce them, they may do so. Surely Allah hears and knows everything. Divorced women must keep themselves waiting for 3 menstrual periods. It is not lawful for them to hide what Allah has created in their wombs, if they believe in Allah in the last day. In such cases, their husbands have a right to take them back into the period if they desire reconciliation. Women have rights similar to those exercised against them in an equitable manner, although men have a status, a degree of responsibility above them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty, wise.